We are counting down the top 25 athletes over the past 25 years as we celebrate 25 years here at The Fan. It's all brought to you by Aaron's Afternoons at 525. Chuck and Chernoff counting down the top 25 680 The Fan moments presented by Georgia Natural Gas, now offering their lowest rate of the year. And athlete number four is the man known as Matt Ryan. And think about it. When he is drafted third overall in 2008, think about how many people, and I think I may have been one of them for a while, who said, man, I don't know. He throws a lot of interceptions. Glenn Dorsey might be the safer pick here. Gladly and thankfully, Thomas Dimitroff disagreed. He takes Matt Ryan third overall. And you think about that season. They go in to that offseason. Bobby Petrino leaves for Arkansas. You don't have a GM, you don't have a quarterback, and you don't have a coach. They all come in at the same time. Mike Smith, Thomas Dimitroff, and then Matt Ryan, and they make the playoffs. They go 11-5. They go from one of the doormats of the NFL to a playoff team in Matt Ryan's rookie season.
I got to look at something real quick at some point. Over the last 20 years, guys who came out of non-football sort of factory-type schools, Boston College, good team at times, good team. But I think that was also part of it. Don't forget, who's he play against? What did that guy do? Did he really ever own football games? He played at Boston College. Why isn't he kicking the crap out of more
people? I just remember him coming in on a Saturday night, playing for Boston College and torching Tech. Georgia Tech. I'm sure that helped.
You think by the fact he played in front of people that maybe were scouting him?
And it was a big game.
Yeah. You said Glenn Dorsey. Ken Dorsey's another guy that people just say, you can get it so right and so wrong when it comes to quarterbacks. You better have sack, though. When you absolutely say that's what the name we're going to write on the card is the quarterback. I just remember, though, it was certainly the Dorsey thing. But, man, it's Boston College.
He did throw a lot of interceptions in college.
Sure did. Or enough. Enough where you said, why doesn't he own more football games? If you're going to make him the third overall pick, isn't that guy supposed to own every field that he steps on?
Jake Long, Chris Long go before Matt Ryan. Safe to say the Falcons made the right decision. He's still here playing quarterback, and his numbers this year, they're on pace to be better than they were 2 years ago when he was the MVP of the National Football League.
I don't want to get this wrong, and I apologize, but did Bill Parcells ever say out loud, if I would have? Didn't Parcells have a shot and not take Matt?
Down in Miami.
But has he said out loud, or am I crazy, that the turning point, what could have happened for me in Miami might have been... Was it the Matt Ryan? Has he ever said it out loud?
I don't distinctly remember him saying that. If I had to do it all over again, in other words, I would have taken Matt Ryan. I don't recall him saying that. Not to say he hasn't, but I don't recall him saying that. But I think if you would ask him, unless he just wants to be stubborn, he'd tell you, yes, I would have taken a franchise quarterback, something they are still searching for down in Miami.
Right. I guess my point is maybe you just say, hey, it could have turned for us there. Like Saban. Had he had Drew Brees, failing a physical, not failing a physical, and Nick Saban had Drew Brees, how different might this whole thing be? By the way, think of how different college football would be right now if Nick Saban, if it worked enough in Miami, where if it didn't, 10 years is really hard in the NFL, but maybe he's on another NFL job, or maybe the Alabama job isn't open and he doesn't get that when he wants to pull the chute and go back to college football. If Drew Brees is there, if Bill Parcells gets Matt Ryan, how different are all these things?
The entire world is different. Matt Ryan is indeed the butterfly effect, and he is athlete number four.
The top 25 Atlanta athletes, presented by Amazingly Affordable Aaron's on Atlanta's 25-year home for sports, The Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
Real quick,